This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Your center is your society. Some people are society-centered. They only bother what their neighbor are doing. They're in competition with their neighbor. Only with their neighbor. There's an anecdote. Once an angel comes and asks and tells a person, whatever you ask, I'll give you, but I'll give your neighbor double. So he said, oh angel, give me a Rolex watch. So he gets a Rolex watch. Very happy. But the neighbor gets two Rolex watch. He says, oh an angel, give me a Rolls Royce. So the angel gives him the Rolls Royce and gives the neighbor two Rolls Royce. Then he prays to the angel, angel, give me a very big villa, bungalow of 10 bedroom. Angel gives him a villa, bungalow of 10 bedroom, but gives the neighbor two. He's thinking, what is happening? Then he says, oh angel, break my one eye so that I cannot see. Attitude. He's telling the angel to break his one eye. You know why? So that the angel will break both the eyes of the neighbor. He's more bothered about winning with the neighbor than his own lifestyle. This is neighbor-centered. Competition with the neighbor. Imagine. He doesn't mind making his one eye blind so that his neighbor, both his eyes are blind. This is the problem. You're more bothered about your friend, pleasing your friend, not pleasing Allah. You're more bothered about pleasing your colleague, not Allah. You are material-centered. Many people are materialistic, material-centered. They want to, whenever they meet with their friends, they talk. Oh, I have a watch, Tagore, oh, I have Omega. I have a Rolex, Hublot, oh, what is a bezel? How many diamonds does it have? I have a latest edition of Patek Philippe. Oh, Patek Philippe. So the main discussion is watches. If you go to higher level, they are discussing what cars you have. I have a BMW Porsche, no. I have a Maybach. Or Ferrari, Lamborghini. Oh, I have a Bugatti. So this is the main discussion. They spend hours on that. If you go higher level, yacht, I have a luxury liner. You go higher level, you have jet planes. Talking about jet planes, which plane do you have? I have a private jet plane. Oh, how many seater? 13. Oh, I have a bigger one. Which one do you have? Gulfstream? Oh, I have a 373. Oh, this is the time always discussing materialistic things. They are material-centered. Some people are fame-centered. They want to get famous. They want to get popular. So they give money for degrees. You know, you give money, you get degree. Doctor, you can get. That also you can get if you have money. Fame-centered. Popularity. How many followers do you have on the Facebook? On the YouTube? On Instagram? What is the following you have got? This is the discussion. Popularity. A true Muslim is only Allah-centered. And when you're Allah-centered, all this is combined together. You get everything of all what I've spoken. If you're Allah-centered, what do you think? You'll not be self-centered. Allah says, a believer will always want something similar, what he wants, for his other believer. A believer will always want the same. So you'll never be self-centered. So if you're Allah-centered, self-centered means I will want good for my friend, for my believer, so I will benefit. So this is self-centered if you're Allah-centered. Family-centered? If you're family-centered, you love your parents. Because the Prophet said, paradise lies beneath the feet of a mother. You'll respect her. But if they tell you to against Allah and His Rasul, you will not follow them. If you're Allah-centered, you'll take care of your parents, of your wife. Our beloved Prophet said, the best mu'min is he, the best believer is he, who's best to his family, especially his wife. So if you're Allah-centered, you love your parents, your mother, your father, your wife, your children. It's a package. You'll be society-centered. You love your neighbor. The Prophet said, you're not a believer if you sleep with a full stomach and your neighbor sleeps with an empty stomach. The Sahaba asked, who's your neighbor? The Prophet said, 40 houses next to you. So here you're competing with your neighbor. Better watch, better house. You want to break your eye so that his two eyes are broken. Here, you want to secure your neighbor. He's a good Muslim who's a good neighbor. So if you're Allah-centered, all these things completely change. If you're Allah-centered, you wonder that the fame you're getting. Who is the most famous man in the world? Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Did he do it for it? No. He always did astaghfar. Always asking forgiveness. A person who has been forgiven by Allah, the best human being in the world, the best messenger in the world, yet he is asking Allah for forgiveness every day, minimum 100 times. The Sahabas were worried that will their popularity make them get less reward in the Akhirah? So they are afraid of popularity. They don't want to become leaders. Today people don't become leaders. They'll do anything to become the leader. Yet the Sahabas used to run away from becoming the leader because they knew it's a responsibility. So if you're Allah-centered, every Muslim should be Allah-centered. And believe me, all your problems of your life will vanish. And you have an example in the Palestinians. They're Allah-centered. If you become Allah-centered, if I become Allah-centered, believe me, all your problems will vanish because Allah has a solution to all the problems of humankind. If you're Allah-centered, you'll always say Alhamdulillah. You'll always praise Allah.